For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And how about this for another quick turnaround this week? We're joined here in studio by Drake Mays, brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with five New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com, and by Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses. Get next day delivery with removal and disposal at Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses. Drake, how are we doing this week?
What's going on? I'm doing all right.
How you feeling? How's the body? How's the head? How's everything?
Yeah, feeling pretty good. You know, came out of the game feeling all right. You know, I think that's the best thing. You know, I think we're overall pretty healthy as a team, and we gotta find a way to win. You know, we came up short, and looking forward to trying to get another chance next week.
Can you add some clarity to how last week went for you in terms of the protocol? I know you made a comment post-game about maybe you stumbled in the balance test with the turf and the cleats. Just can you take us through whatever the hell happened last week?
Yeah, I think the spotter got me from up top, and then from there, was kind of going through the testing on the sideline. They kind of deemed I wasn't good to go back, and from there was just trying to find a way to get back. I wanted to go back out there last Sunday. I'm just trying my hardest to get back out there this week, and I got through the protocol to do some testing this week, but just glad I got to get back out there and compete with the guys.
Have you had concussions before, like in college or high school or anything?
Not reported, so not that I know.
Okay, well, if you felt it again, I guess is the point. Like, did you think you had one?
I think I definitely took a hit to the head. I'm not 100% sure if, the testing, I think what the NFL does is, to protect those quarterbacks. And obviously we've seen what's happened with some of the quarterbacks around the league getting hit in the head. It's an emphasis for them. I think it's up to them, and I think they do a good job protecting us. And the protocol is a great way for players to really see, like, if they're ready to go back out there and play. And y'all saw this past Sunday. I was good to go.
Speaking of protecting quarterbacks, a lot of places teach sliding, and you obviously got hit on a slide from behind, sort of late. We've seen guys get hit front, back, side, late slides. Did you change anything this week? We didn't see any slides. Are you maybe evaluating it's safer to go head first, safer to kind of go forward?
I think the organization and especially the offensive side, the coaches are doing a good job of harping on, in certain situations, when it's best to go head first, when it's best to kind of slide. I think I slid once and made sure to go head first there, but just trying to protect my body and protect being out there for the team, and the coaches do a nice job of emphasizing it, and they know that it's a big deal. So I'm not really worried. I'm gonna keep playing the same way as I roll out there every Sunday. I'm not gonna change the player that I am, and I think when you're one on one with the safety on that first run, and you kind of gotta you know where the hit's coming from. It's a little different. So there's different scenarios, and it's really hard to play. Kind of play them all out. So it's a split second decision for me, and when it's third down, or you got to have it with that last drive, I'm going to get what I can, and I'm using big 6'5 dude. So
before we get on to any more football questions, what do you think of the new set? What do you think of the chairs here instead of the desk? Did you even notice it was different?
Yeah, I did. I kind of like the other setup a little better.
You like it better? This is a lot more like, we're all right on top of each other.
I feel like we should have a beer, though, or a drink. We're waiting in like a club or something.
It's a little tight
coming
here.
Yeah, it is a little tight. I asked, I was like, how's he going to get in? If he trips and gets hurt in here, I'm not taking the blame for it.
Oh, we'd definitely take the blame for that. Probably. 100%. You know that we would. All right, so with that out of the way, you're in the protocol during the week. You're limited in practice. Were you at all concerned that not being able to complete all the practices and get all the reps this week in practice might reveal itself somehow during the game?
No, I don't think so. I think you're behind there watching practice. That first Wednesday, we got 30 minutes, and you use those 30 minutes wisely. In reps where, I'm not getting touched anyway as a quarterback, so I think it's a little easier for quarterbacks to go through the protocol. You're not getting touched in your red jersey out there regardless. I really wasn't really worried. I feel like I had a good 2 days of practice Thursday and Friday out there with the guys, and then felt good going into the game.
So. Okay, so we've sort of buried the lead here. You had a play yesterday that was kind of the talk of the football world, 11.82 seconds on that throw that ended up being the touchdown to Ramondre Stevenson. Take us through what is going through your mind when you are moving left, right, forward, up. That's a long time before you throw a football in the red zone.
Yeah, I think I missed Hunter probably in the first second or two in the back end zone on the end line. So probably could have had that play over, you know, a lot faster.
That wouldn't have been cool, though.
But yeah, they dropped, you know, dropped cover two down there, and they dropped the popper out too. So they really dropped eight and rushed three. So just trying to, you know, find a way to keep the play alive. You know, once I missed Hunter in the back, and then Hunter ended up stepping out of bounds. So it was good for him. You know, I think he at the point waved to me not to throw to me one at one point. So just trying to stay alive. I think Madre did a nice job of playing like a receiver, and credit to those guys, you know, up front for continuing to fight through the play, and those guys, you know, the receivers and running backs, just trying to find a way to make a play.
The longer it goes, are you reaching oh crap status, or do you feel like, well, they're going to let somebody open up sooner or later?
Yeah, I think it's more of a, hey, somebody's going to pop open here soon. Yeah. You know, I think you just got to evade some defenders sometimes, and Madre made a nice play.
Yeah, that was a tremendous play. I mean, it's really going to be one of those ones that people talk about all year. I know it was a play that happened in a loss, but in terms of your, you know, three starts that you made so far, does that one kind of stand out? Is that, I mean, that was a big moment. Zeros on the clock like that, that had to feel good.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, sitting at the overtime and, you know, getting those guys down there for, you know, a big drive to, you know, extend the game was huge. But obviously at the end of the day, we didn't win the football game. And that's the disappointing factor.
Did you want to go for two there? Were you ready to go for two there?
I was just trying to catch my breath. I think it was tough. So much emotion and, you know, so much energy that we brought out in that long drive. You know, I think we only started at the 50, but it was like 11 or 12 plays. So I was just, you know, so tired and exhausted from just, I think I ran off to the sideline right after that. So I think it's in hindsight, it's easy to look back and say, you know, after a loss. But you know, I think we made the right decision.
Was there debate? Was there guys on the sideline saying, come on, let's go for two, let's do it, let's do it, and Mayo shut it down or what?
I don't remember anything like that. I think I think in that scenario, I think you play for overtime. Our defense would be on the sideline, you know. So, you know, whatever the coaches decide, I think, looking back, I would do the same thing. So, I think it's a hindsight either way you look at it. If we go for it and we don't win, then everybody's like, what are we doing? So, I think I was so exhausted just getting to the sideline, trying to catch my breath.
On the play that ended the game, I think you called it a dumb decision last night in your postgame press conference. A couple questions there on specifics. Did Kendrick Bourne falling down affect that? Do you think that safety was able to leave him and maybe create a problem you didn't see? And how much did wind play a factor in maybe it being underthrown?
Yeah, I think KB, you know, maybe, you know, it's hard to kind of predict that. Maybe could have held the safety a little more, but, you know, I think I think my wind answer, what I said last night, was kind of off of reaction. I don't think, you know, wind with the quarterback and, I don't think it plays that big a factor. So, really, I think it just underthrew it. I got to put it out there more for Booty, and I'll let him go make a play. So, really, I think this is just my decision-making, and maybe sometimes maybe throw it away there. Or if not, you know, from our opposite 40, maybe try to throw it in the end zone and have a, you know, Booty maybe try to catch it over the shoulder. I think, you know, really, I don't think the win ended up being that big a deal. I think it was more just my reaction after the game to make myself feel better.
Well, whatever.
Appreciate the honesty.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's definitely.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Definitely honest. The play call there, obviously, to go take a deep shot downfield. You still had some time left. It was first down. Any second thoughts on that after seeing how it ended?
Well, I like taking a shot. I think I like taking a shot to go for it, you know, seal the game. And I think I had him. You know, I mean, shoot, I had him. And, you know, whether or not, you know, KB staying up or not affects that safety, you know, I still had eyes on him and saw him. And I think once he fell, he made it, you know, drift towards the middle of the field more. But at the same time, I think I had a chance at Booty and got to step into it more.
We always talk about a young quarterback like every rep matters, experience, learning. But are you legitimately learning from the interception that was a little late over the middle under pressure or the fumble? Like, do you feel like you're banking experiences of what not to do when the stove is hot and how not to touch it again?
Yeah, I think just storing those mistakes and learning from them and hopefully not be a repeat offender of these mistakes. I think that's the biggest thing that Coach Mayo preaches is not being a repeat mistake guy. And that's what I'm trying to do back there in these games and these plays that turn out to be, you know, huge for the outcome of the game. Like you said, I think, you know, there's multiple times that first drive, taking a sack and getting us out of field goal range or making the field goal farther for Joey makes it tough. The interception on third down, we got a chance to punt them inside the 10 and maybe flip the field and, you know, when we get the ball back. So little things like that can go a long way in impacting the game. I think, you know, you're learning in that and realizing, hey, you know, not every play needs to be a, you know, a home run.
Is there a fine line there? Sorry. Is there a fine line there, though, staying aggressive and not being afraid, you know, not throwing everything away unless the guy's wide open. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
still being a playmaker.
Is. I think there definitely is. I think that side of me, I'm not going to lose ever. I think that's hard, you know, take away the playmaker and the aggressiveness of me. So just being smarter with when not to be. I think that's the biggest thing.
We've asked you questions about feeling like a leader. You said that you do and that the quarterback kind of has to. After that throw at the end, after the game was over, it seemed like a lot of guys were coming up to you and talking to you, trying to pick you up like that. And then after the game, a lot of your teammates had a lot of nice things to say about you. Do you feel as though you're becoming more of a leader in the locker room and that it's starting to become sort of a thing in that room, in that space? Is that developing more as the season goes on?
Yeah, I appreciate those guys, you know, for coming over and saying things to me and, you know, telling me to keep my head up. You know, that goes a long way, you know, especially with the quarterback and a decision like that at a time in that point in the game where we're into the game. It was tough. I think, you know, just more. I'm going to be harder, you know, myself than probably anybody's going to be harder on me. So that's the mindset I try to keep. And, you know, I think there's another step I can take in leadership-wise. And I got to go, make some plays and kind of be smarter with the football. I think that'll go a long way and kind of earn the guys' trust and respect. But I think I got respect in that locker room with those guys and kind of earn it throughout the year and kind of can make the next step in being some vocal and do little things with teammates to kind of be that quarterback leader that everybody wants.
You almost got to 100 yards yesterday, I believe, all on scrambles. I think AVP's talked a little bit, not a ton of designed runs yet. Would you like to see some more designed runs incorporated into the offense to utilize your skill set?
No, I think kind of just dropping back there and hey, if they're not, you know, taking advantage of the rush lanes and little things like that, I think I find enough ways to kind of make plays with my feet and trying to extend plays and, you know, hit pop on a crosser late over the middle, so extending plays. So I think, you know, play like that, I think we've had enough of that in our offense. You know, I think running the football would be, you know, tough on my body and, taking some hits, extra hits that maybe not need when we got a, you know, big time back like Mondre and those guys, AG and Hasty. When you got back like those guys, especially Mondre, I think you want to give him the ball and let him run rather than me.
All right, we got the Chicago Bears this weekend. You guys are heading out to Chicago on Thursday, Friday. It's the first time you've gone up against one of these other rookie quarterbacks with Caleb over there. Does that little extra there? Is that something you want to maybe ball out a little bit harder? You're going up against another rookie.
Yeah, anytime you go up against somebody, you know, in your class, you know, especially another rookie, I think you want to come up on the winning side. So. Definitely, you know, any week is, you know, this is the most important week of the year because it's this week, and that's what Coach Mayo, what he stated in the team meeting, what he's preaching. So that's the biggest thing. You know, I think the rookie matchup is it's cool. It's cool for the league. It's cool for me and Caleb. You know, we grew up and going to, you know, camps and seeing each other in high school and then in college and then now. So it's pretty cool dynamic. But you know, I think the biggest thing is coming out with the win.
Speaking of cool, I read something online. I'm assuming it's true that Simmons, their big D tackle, said he sought you out and maybe said something to you after the game. That's going to make you feel good when a guy who's trying to kill you all game comes over and shows you a little respect, especially a guy like that who's a captain, a Pro Bowl talent, been in the league for a long time.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. You know, I think, you know, big Simmons, big Jeff is a problem. You know, he's a problem in there, problem inside. He's a great player, and it's pretty cool seeing these guys, you know, around the league. When sure, I was in high school and college, being like, man, that guy's a good player, man. Just watching him on TV and now seeing those guys and playing against him. So I think it's pretty cool to, you know, different throughout the weeks and seeing guys, you know, in the Texans, you know, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson and guys like that you're getting to play now and was playing against Rodgers last week. So I think it's, you know, just the NFL is a great place for kids who grew up as a fan like me to go and not be competitors.
Do you think that'll ever wear off? Like, do you feel like, oh, yeah, that guy's just a coworker? I mean, Aaron Rodgers, just a coworker.
Yeah, I don't think that'll ever wear off. You know, as a football fan that I grew up and how much I loved, you know, watching these guys play and having them on my fantasy team growing up, I don't think that ever wear off.
All right, quarterback question of the week brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, experts in treating men's sexual health with 5 new New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. This comes to us from Dimitri in Cambridge, who asks, you were in Tennessee this past weekend going to Chicago. What cities have been the best to visit so far as an NFL player, and which ones are you looking forward to visiting?
That's a good question. You know, I think, you know, Nashville's pretty sweet. You know, I grew up in the South, you know, country music fan and barbecue fan, so it was nice being in Nashville. London was pretty cool. It was different. It's kind of different when you got to go over there for a business trip. I thought San Fran was cool because, you know, the weather, such great weather out there. But, yeah, looking forward to getting to Chicago. I think I've been to Chicago one other time. I think my brother Luke played up there one time in college. So, looking forward, I'd probably say Nashville. It's probably been my favorite growing up in the South.
What about college? What was your favorite road game to play, and what was your least favorite for whatever reason?
BC.
Yeah, I never came up here to BC.
Oh, really?
I'm playing this year up here, so okay. I missed it maybe by 1 year. Going to Tallahassee and Florida State was pretty cool. Death Valley and Clemson was a good. We had a night game there. That was pretty sweet. Yep. And then my first college game ever, my true freshman year when Sam Howell was playing, played at Virginia Tech. So it's kind of that's I think we were seventh in the country. So that was a big time game. My least favorite, I wouldn't say at least I think it's all pretty cool.
Was La Tech intimidating? Because that's Metallica, right? Off to Niv.
Yeah, kind of.
That place gets rocking.
In the sand.
That must have been a little intimidating. Sam, you go out there.
Yeah, exactly. No, I kind of what it's called the sand.
Sandman or whatever.
Yeah, Sandman. Yeah. So enter Sandman or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there it is. Drake May, thank you so much for the time today. Good luck in Chicago, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Sweet. Thank you.
All right. That is Drake May, quarterback of the Patriots, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Not a big fan of this new setup. I mean, hey, what are you going to do? Take it up with Maddie the Marine out there. Was all his idea. All right. 617-779-7937. There goes Drake May. We'll be right back after Stiz get you caught up on what's trending.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.